It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, hour number two. Let's go to a little college foosball. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Cam Rising and his return. Vegas isn't buying it. Vegas is saying, not so fast, my friend. The betting line swung 5 points in one day in most sports books. And right now, it is all over the place as we have a top 25 matchup between the number 12 Utah Utes and the number 14 Oklahoma State Cowboys tomorrow in Stillwater. Wednesday night, Utah was a 2.5-point favorite. Thursday night, Oklahoma State was a 2.5-point favorite. Now, depending on where you look, I went and checked all of the major books. It is split right down the middle as of right now. You can find Utah minus one, Oklahoma State minus one, in about half the books that are out there. That tells me Vegas isn't buying Utah starting Cam Rising this
week. They're also not buying Zach Wilson's little brother.
No.
Have you seen Isaac Wilson, the backup for Utah?
No.
He looks like a clone of Zach Wilson.
Well, is it like Zach Wilson's brother?
Yeah, no, it is.
No.
Yeah, no, he looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's Zach Wilson's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corner Canyon High School. Mm-hmm. That's him. Brother Zach played at BYU.
It's just kind of creepy.
I wouldn't either, because I've seen Utah without Cam Rising.
It's not good. And then Cam Rising is what makes that offense go. And you can talk about all of the different weapons they have, and they have every year at Utah. But what makes the weapons viable is Cam Rising.
Yeah. I remember, though, last year, and this is probably playing into it a lot. Do you remember the Willie won't he last year of mm-hmm. Cam Rising? Where Whittingham kept coming over the top and saying, yeah, we might see him. And that was like 5 weeks in a row. And it finally got squashed. Like,
He was trying to drag it out. I mean, yeah. I respect it.
And so that's exactly what we're seeing right here with Rising. The only difference here is that we had a receiver earlier, like on Monday or Tuesday, say Rising looked good, like he looked like he was fine. And then Whittingham was like, it's kind of trending that direction. But obviously, and this is what Vegas does. They find out.
They've got sources.
They got their moles everywhere. Yeah. And they find out, and we saw a massive line change in that. Money came in heavy on Oklahoma State. And if Cam Rising doesn't play in that game, that loses all of its muster for me.
Oh, God, yes.
I Utah offense is unwatchable right now. And look, Wilson is a freshman, so we take that into account. But we know how different they are Cam Rising is back.
Money Parks, Brant Keithy, Dorian Singer, the former Arizona / former USC, now Utah wide receiver. But it's hard. You're hard pressed to find like more capable weapons, I think, in most of college football. Now, the very top of college football, you find more. But like, as far as like having a number one wide receiver, a number one tight end, another deep threat, and then a multitude of running backs that Utah has every single year, they have dudes.
Yeah.
But what makes it all viable is Cam Rising's ability to play make on the fly, to extend plays, to use his legs, to keep you guessing so that it's not even a trickeration kind of thing. It's not even just a matter of, you know, dressing up the pig. He is just the engine that makes them go.
He's a gamer.
Yeah.
And he has seen, he's in his seventh year now. He's seen it all.
Yeah.
And he is he's a cool hand behind center, and he makes that offense tick. And it is so apparent when he is on the field. And look, it's incredible that I know how bad Utah State is, and Utah State is really bad, but that game was closer than, I mean, it would have been an absolute blowout.
I mean, they were
if
blowing
Rising
their
played.
Yeah, I mean, they're blowing their doors off, and then Rising leaves the game, and it was like, oh no.
I don't think he didn't play in that game, did he?
Oh, it was week two that he left. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. He left against Baylor.
Yeah, but they were blowing their doors off, and then it got tight.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw exactly what happened.
And right now, I love Utah. I love Kyle Whittingham. I think he's the best coach in college football. I mean it. Because it's not the talent that he acquires. It's what he does with the players he has. And I don't know if there is a coach in college football that does more than Kyle Whittingham does with his guys. He squeezes every single ounce out of that roster every damn year. I mean, if you're looking at a coach and what the coach's responsibility is, mm-hmm. like, first of all, recruit. But if you have Kalen DeBoer, he does it with a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. And I think Kalen DeBoer is one of the best coaches of squeezing talent out of guys. Mm-hmm. But he did it with an immense amount of talent up at Washington. He's doing it again at Alabama right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've seen him win games, do more with less at Fresno State and when he was the offensive coordinator at Indiana. These guys that recruit at a really high level and mm-hmm. win at a really high level, they're not doing what Kyle Whittingham is even doing.
He's taking two and three star guys and even no star guys and not only turning them into viable college football players, he's taking guys that are vastly underrated and turning them into NFL talent.
Yeah, his eye for talent and his evaluation of talent, mm-hmm. he and his entire staff yep. is second to none in college football. They do a phenomenal job.
It's probably the best development staff in college football.
And look, Mike Gundy, he's got the mullet. He says some crazy s.
He's a hell of a coach.
Drink thousands of beers and drive. Like he said, he does a pretty damn good job of doing mm-hmm. the exact same thing at Oklahoma State too. And that's why if Cam Rising is in the lineup, I'm in on.
Oh,
that
this
game.
Is a great game.
I'm in on that game 10 times out of 10. But Cam Rising and his status being in flux, I might be a little out. What did your USC Trojans do? What? Did you see their tweet?
No, God, no.
Did you see their tweet?
No. What now?
They were heading out to Michigan for their game, and USC tweeted, "The Trojans are headed to Big Ten country," with a video of their team playing. They are Big Ten country. They are in the Big Ten. Literally, LA is Big Ten country now.
Hmm.
Hopefully this is the only L USC takes this weekend, but it's not off to a great start, Danny.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
They forget that they left the Pac-12?
Well, I mean, I think you're heading into Big Ten country when you say that. Like, the only way I can say that is, you know, like, Ohio State, Penn State.
Don't do this.
Wisconsin.
Are you
no.
stupid or something?
The Big Ten is now from the Pacific Ocean
sure.
to the Atlantic Ocean.
But also, when you say that, this is your first Big Ten road game.
But they are Big Ten country.
I'm just saying.
It's your first Big Ten game.
It's the first Big Ten game. It's your first Big Ten yeah. road game. So I'll as long as it's just this one time. This is the one time you can say that.
No, it's not.
It's the one time.
Can't even do it now. Yeah. Don't defend the indefensible here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They do head to Ann Arbor, though. We have a top 25 matchup in numbers alone. Michigan has had their warts, and we have seen offensively anemic is a very kind word to explain what they've done on the offensive side of the football. They've turned to Alex Orji at quarterback, and they hope that they can just pound the ball down USC's throat. On the flip side of this, like, everything in my brain and everything that I've seen has said USC has been really damn impressive in every phase. Mm-hmm. Through the first two games, they have looked the part on the defensive side of the football, and we know what Lincoln Riley does on offense. And scary part, Zach Branch has not been a big focal point of their offense.
Eight catches, 78 yards through two games. And the thing that I've heard multiple national college football folks say is that, look, is USC back, quote-unquote? Unsure about that, but it's definitely their defense is the single most improved unit in the country. And I don't really think that's up for a debate because they were, by most measures, one of the three worst defensive units in the country. Not like in, you know, the Pac-12 or in the Big Ten or no, in the country. They were that bad. And the biggest,
they couldn't tackle.
And it was, and the biggest thing is, I can't remember who I was listening to, highlighted this via the, you know, just looking at the tape through the first two games. It's a simplification of what Danton Lynn has done, but the biggest thing is it's been leverage to the ball. Where, go back, the Oregon-USC game last year is such a specific example that stands out, is that how often was USC one-on-one defensively in space?
All game long.
All game long. And what they have done through two games and what they look stylistically is their leverage on the ball is significantly better. Mm-hmm. They are not in positions where it's not that the tackling is so much better. It is better by every measure. It is better. But part of that is bringing in new personnel, but also defensively they are set up in so much more sound in that there is always two guys at the bleeping ball.
Yep.
Always. You are, and in the few instances, particularly against LSU, where they wasn't, you had guys like Kamari Ramsey who were making fantastic one-on-one tackles on the edge, whether it was Mascarenhas, whether it was Ramsey, whether it's Mason Cobb. Like, you just had guys making the make-or-break plays on third downs, where those third downs, they weren't just going for 4 yards or 5 yards and keeping drives going. They were back-breaking explosives that went for 20, 30, 40, or even touchdowns regularly against them.
I will be very interested to watch this game because we know what Michigan's going to try to do.
They're going to put them in a phone booth and try to beat the hell out of them.
And that has been a style that USC has not liked to play. They don't, that is something that they've been soft.
It's been 15 years.
They have been one of the softest teams in college football. They don't look like that through the first two weeks. They didn't against coming out of the gate against LSU, and they sure as heck didn't against Utah State, which they just kind of beat the brakes off in week two. They've had a little bit extra time to kind of shore things up. They had a bye last week before starting their Big Ten play and their Big Ten run.
And they don't get a day off during the rest of the season.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
Dems the brakes.
Yeah.
But we know that they have improved up front on both sides of the football on their lines, and they've gotten so much better, but they lack depth.
Oh, God. And one guy goes down. I mean, Jonah Monheim goes down at center. It's like, oh, no.
Well, on the defensive front is where I'm the most concerned. Is like, all right, if Michigan's game plan is we are going to lean on you, we are going to wear you down, we are going to play smash mouth football.
Can Bear Alexander and Anthony Lucas, can they play 70% of snaps?
Do you see the dam break?
Yeah.
And that's the only way Michigan wins this game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I'm not worried
and somebody doesn't follow their assignment because they're beat up, or it's a young kid that's out there and all of a sudden.
Well, I'm not worried about USC's offense.
No,
I'm not worried about USC's offense at all. It is, can Michigan's defense keep them off the field?
Yeah.
Or Michigan's offense keep them off the field. That to me is where this game is won or lost, because USC will score. They will get their points. Michigan is a better defense than what they've seen, even in the first 2 weeks, even with LSU. But their offense has been atrocious.
It's very bad. It's
Michigan's offense has been
one-dimensional, is giving it probably one too many dimensions.
So, with that said, we'll find out. You know, do you know when the last time USC won in the Eastern or Central time zone?
Oh, 2013.
It was 2012.
There you go. Yeah.
2012 is the last time that USC has won in the Central or Eastern time zone. And like you may say, well, yeah, they've been in the Pac-12. Haven't been that long. Well, they play Notre Dame on the road every other year.
Yep.
It's been a long, long time since USC has won back east. It was against Syracuse in 2012. They have eight consecutive losses on the road in Central or Eastern time zones.
They like the sun, man.
They do.
They don't like Syracuse ain't warm.
Yeah.
No, South Bend ain't warm.
No. No. Well, it should be nice.
Should be nice in the,
I mean, it's still
the
early yeah. September in Ann Arbor. Should be
no
all right.
Storm comes out of nowhere.
I don't think you'll get snow. You won't get snow. What's our weather looking like in Ann Arbor tomorrow?
Oh, I think it was like 68 is when I last looked, I think. It was decent.
Oh, shoot. It's 84 degrees there right now.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a high of 85 tomorrow.
Oh, it's clearing up now.
Yeah. High of 85, low of 57 tomorrow.
They're going to water that field.
They play on turf.
Is that they have turf there?
Yeah, they do. So,
how do I picture? Oh, I always have Notre Dame in my head.
Yeah, which also I believe has turf
they
now.
They switched over to. Yeah.
But, hey, things are looking up. Things are looking up for us.
Like I said, they win this game, I'm gonna come in here head to toe.
Well, no duh.
Yeah.
No duh. Yeah. It'll be an insufferable Monday.
It will be. Yeah. You know what's funny is I have no beef against Michigan.
None.
Like, Michigan was always, like, my alternate team that I always liked. Because Charles Woodson's, like, my favorite non-USC college football player.
Hey, here's a spin on this. 3-0 in the last three games against Michigan. I mean, all of them in Rose Bowls. So, but they've won the last three against Michigan. You have their number.
Yeah, but, I will pull for anyone when they're playing Ohio State. So I feel like I'm a natural Big Ten fan.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you're fitting right in. And your guys are heading to Big Ten country this weekend.
There we go, for the first time.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.